Welcome to the fourth Wahoo Central podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is UVA men's basketball assistant coach Jason Williford, whom I've been covering off and on since he was a junior at John Marshall High School in Richmond, Virginia. Jason, I wasn't a math major at UVA, but that's about a quarter century, isn't it?
That's a long time ago, yes.
We got a lot of ground to cover today. Let's start by talking about the Corpus Christi Challenge, where the Hoos beat SMU and Missouri State to win the title. What were your thoughts on it?
It was a good tournament for us. I thought the guys came together. SMU was a struggle, hard-fought contest, and we showed some guts and stick-to-itiveness and pulled it out down the stretch. Big free throws, big defensive stops. Anthony Gill was a monster inside. Joe Harris made shots. It was a good team effort. Luckily, we came out on the right end against SMU. And then in the championship game against Missouri State, I thought we were hitting on all cylinders as our guys made a ton of threes. And we got some transition baskets, which helped us. It was a sluggish start. I know Tony was upset at the beginning. He made wholesale changes. He put four new guys in. Justin came off the bench, gave us a huge lift. And from there, I thought we took off. But it was good to see, the offense making shots because our defense has been pretty sound.
When I talked to Joe Harris after practice yesterday, and he noted that this is not – a high-profile early-season tournament like the Maui Invitational or the preseason NIT, but he thought that, the experience and particularly winning the title would pay dividends for this team. You see that happening?
No question. I think so, especially how the first game went. SMU is a good team. They're deep. They're very similar to us. Larry Brown's a Hall of Fame coach, and they were licking their chops to have an opportunity to go against us, and they bought their A game. So to be able to win in that fashion and then bounce back, play the next night and actually win a title. Again, Tony made that point before the game. Not highly prestigious. There won't be a lot of folks there. But the fact that we actually won back-to-back games, won a tournament, I think that'll bode well for us down the road.
In your second real marquee home game of the season, you play Wisconsin, Wednesday night in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Badgers are unbeaten, ranked number 8th nationally. You had a lot of time in the preseason to prepare for VCU and its full court pressure. Now you get Wisconsin. Could those two teams be any further apart in their style of play and really coaching philosophies?
Defensively they're different, but from an offensive standpoint, this is the I hadn't seen a Wisconsin team like this. I mean, they're out in transition, they're shooting it, so there's a lot of freedom. So from that standpoint, I think offensively they're pretty good, and they'll go up tempo. Not exactly like VCU,
right.
Very similar to Davidson, and Davidson over the years, people. Who follow the game, that's a really good basketball program. And those guys are in transition. They shoot a lot of threes. So Wisconsin's very similar to that. And the fact that we played Davidson earlier in the year, I think there'll be some familiarity in style of play. From a defensive standpoint, they're a lot like us.
Right.
Keep it out of the paint. They're gonna dare us to make outside shots. So it'll be an interesting battle. I know our guys will be ready. Since we've been here, our kids have always played, these types of games and come ready to play. So I'm looking forward to it.
Team is 7-1 heading into this game. I know it's still early. ACC play hasn't begun, but do you think this team's ceiling? You still think the team's ceiling is as high as a lot of people thought going into the year?
Again, this will be coach talk and coach speak. we're going to take them one game at a time. But, I think we're still trying to find ourselves as far as chemistry, go-to guys. And it'll be different guys, different nights. One night it'll be Joe. One night it'll be AG. It'll be Malcolm. I think we've got a ton of depth. And the kids are still trying to figure out, okay, who's playing well and who can we go to in certain situations. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, that kind of leads me into my next question. You work a lot with the big men. I can't remember a UVA team that had more quality depth and options in the front court. Coach Bennett has 80 minutes to split at the four and the five, and you got Anthony Gill, Akeel Mitchell, Mike Toby, Darion Atkins, sometimes Evan Nolte, mm-hmm. and Justin Anderson, if you want to play them at the four. Yeah. I mean, how challenging is that for you as a coaching staff to put the best lineup out there and then also keep these young guys who all want to play,
well,
you know, happy?
Well, I'll answer that, but it's funny you say this is the most depth in the front court we've had. Corey Alexander would beg to differ. We actually just had this conversation last night.
I'm shocked that he would argue
yeah,
a point.
He says that there's no way this team's as deep as our 94-95 team. And I had to, you know, I may agree with him only because I was a part
but
of that
I think
group.
Deep in the front court.
Right.
Now, that team might have been deep
yeah,
from top to bottom.
You know, he started naming names. I'm not going to go right. there. You know, he had, you know, Junior, Uri, Chris Alexander, Norman Nolan. So that's a pretty good
foursome. Yeah.
But I will say we just by committee. And those guys are going to have to defend and you know, score. And Tony will go with who's got the hot hand. Again, it's a very good problem to have, but foul trouble. I mean, you know, the SMU game was a prime example. They called it tight. Certain guys were in foul trouble, so that depth is great when kids are getting in foul trouble.
There are a lot of Wisconsin connections in the UVA program, starting, of course, with Coach Bennett, who was an assistant on his volunteer assistant on his father's team there. You also have your graduate manager, Mark Vershaw, your academic advisor, T.J. Grams. Mark started on the Final Four team, coached by Dick Bennett. T.J. is a Wisconsin graduate, too. You giving those guys a hard time this week?
No, I haven't. You know, T.J., he's been all over the place, so I know he's a Wisconsin grad, but he's worked all over the
right.
place. He's worked at like five or six different schools, so I actually think Versh is excited about them coming here and wants us to take it to him a little bit. And always, you can tell it's Wisconsin week, Tony, because we after Wisconsin we got Green Bay. We go to Green
wow.
Bay on Saturday, so Tony was. Practice was a little on edge.
Intense,
yeah, and Justin made a comment just yesterday about, you know, these Wisconsin guys, let's get after these soft Wisconsin guys. And Tony said, you shouldn't call anybody soft, Justin. So,
you surprised at all by how poised London has been so far this season?
Honestly, no. When Richie recruited him and Ron had a chance to see him and watching him and talking to those guys, I didn't see him much in high school. Saw a little bit of him in AAU. That was one thing that stood out. He'll never get rattled. He'll never get sped up. He's poised beyond his years. He's a pretty good first year point guard and. I think he's only going to get better. And he's not scoring the ball. It's not that he
can't. But
can
shoot.
He can, absolutely. But he's getting guys involved. He's taking care of the ball, making good decisions. And I think the scoring will come. Again, this is game eight for him of his first year in college. But he's capable. He's more than capable.
You signed three players during the early period last month. Can you give us a quick rundown on each one of those guys?
Yeah, well, I'll save the obvious one for last, but Jack Salt's a big kid from New Zealand, 6'10", left-handed. I think he's going to be a pleasant surprise to a lot of folks who don't know him. You know, no one's seen him here in the States. We're going to put some weight on him. But I think he's one of those under-the-radar bigs that Tony's been good at finding. And obviously with his connections from over there, we were able to get a steal. I think we got a steal in Jack. And then the kid Isaiah Wilkins out of Georgia. Same high school as Malcolm Brogdon. Super athlete, about 6'7", long arm. He's a little bit like Akil coming out of high school, where he was a tweener forward, right. You know, 4'3", 3'4". Probably a little better jump shot right now than what Akil had. A little more range, but as athletic and as bouncy, blocks a ton of shots. So we're excited about Isaiah, stepson of Dominique. Dominique Wilkins. So if he's got half that game, we're in good shape. and then the last of our signees is B.J. Stith, Brian's youngest son, who's at Oak Hill this year. He's a wing shooting guard, won three state titles at Brunswick before transferring to Oak Hill. Just, you know, if he can come in with again, half of what his dad was able to do, we got us a pretty good player. But we're excited about that class. Those guys will have to come in. Obviously, they're going to have to come in and earn minutes because we don't lose much. Well, we do lose. We lose Joe and Akil, which will be huge. But we got a lot coming back. So those guys are going to have to come in and compete.
It is hard to keep any secrets in basketball, particularly in recruiting these days. But nobody outside UVA knew anything about Jack Salt until he commits on his visit right. in the fall. Did you guys get a kick out of seeing Twitter blow up? I'm sure your phones blew up with reporters calling you saying, who's this guy? What's the deal?
Well, you know, I think a few schools, obviously St. Mary's knew about right. him, and then Pitt knew about him because of Steven Adams. So there were some schools that knew about him. But, yeah, it's always fun to sneak a guy.
But the national recruiting analysts, right, the right. guys who write about it every day, they didn't link the two together.
No clue. And I like it like that, to be honest. Sometimes it's fun and nice to find a hidden gem, because once those guys find out about them, they're all, you know, they're on the internet, they blow them up, and then everybody's involved. So it was good to get involved and sort of keep that one hush.
BJ committed so long ago. Yeah. I mean, did it seem to take an eternity until he was finally able to sign a letter of intent, which meant you guys could talk about him publicly?
Right, it did. And it was tough because, you know, people would always say, you know, tell us about him. I can't technically tell you about him, but we were recruiting him when he was in ninth grade and he committed as a sophomore. Yeah, he was excited. He was very emotional on signing day. You know, he finally committed to the place he wanted to be. He grew up a Virginia fan, wanted to follow in his dad's footsteps, and that was awesome. So, finally being able to officially talk about him has been a relief, because you got to talk vague when you talk right. about those kids that are verbally committed.
One final question. You graduated from UVA 1995, went off into the world to seek your fortune. 2 decades later, you come back here as an assistant coach. How have the university and Charlottesville changed? How did they change in those 20-some years you were away?
Well, the town has grown, and there's so much more to do in Charlottesville. But the university, quite honestly, there's still a lot of the same familiar faces around. Around grounds, but you talk about the campus growing and new buildings, and the fact that we get to play in JPJ is awesome. I mean, to be able to go to work in that building every day and then walk over to your office and see you in U-Haul, I tell you, that's a treat. So, but as far as being able to be back, it's a dream come true. I always wanted to get back here and you know, coaching for your university and seeing them, you know, I think we're at the place where we can finally consistently compete and be in the ACC and battle for ACC championships and get to the tournament. And that's where UVA should be. It's where it was when I played and even before I got here. But we want to be right there consistently at the top of the league. And I think we're on our way to do that.
Good. Well, that's it for this week. Jason, thanks again for stopping by. Good luck against Wisconsin. To everybody listening, we hope to see you at JPJ on Wednesday night. We'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, check VirginiaSports.com for news and updates on our 25 teams, including men's basketball. And thanks for listening.